how is TSA considering these or other kind of leading edge technologies?
The department, DHS, is looking at cloud computing. So as an individual CIO, I'm looking at cloud computing, but also I'm collectively looking at cloud computing with the overall DHS CIO Council. And when you start looking at some of the things that cloud computing can provide, like software as a service or platform as a service or infrastructure as a service, those things are very important to me because I believe we want to make very good use of all of our IT investments and our IT resources, and we want to take advantage of technologies really to advance the mission. And these are the underpinnings. These are the types of technologies that really, they're not there for technology's sake, right? We have technology so we can enable mission. And I see virtualization, I see cloud computing as key ingredients going forward in terms of advancing our network capabilities for the TSA mission.
I hear a lot about cloud computing around email, around storage. Are you looking at specific areas? I know we talked about potential virtualization of your data centers. Are you looking at cloud for the desktop, cloud for email, and anywhere else?
We're in the early stages, and so what I'll say is, there are some specific efforts that I would say are in the very early stages. And I would say that in my position right now, I'm doing a lot of learning about cloud computing. I'm looking at where it will fit in the near term, as well as looking at how we can better incorporate it in the long term. I think cloud computing has come of age as far as I'm concerned. I think that it's a reality. You know, it may not be implemented everywhere, but the possibilities are there, and I think with some of the efforts that have been successful already across the federal government, I believe that we're going to be able to take advantage of that. We'll be able to learn from the work that's being done by the Department of Energy. I think that's extremely important. I think looking across the various efforts, I think that's most applicable to the environment that I am in, is the work that they're actually doing. But I think that, you know, the three big areas, infrastructure as a service, platform as a service, and software as a service, I have an interest in all of those. And I think some of the efforts we see are the beginning stages. So email as a service, I think, is kind of a natural place to look, right? And I think that that is an area of interest to me here at TSA as well. There are numerous definitions of cloud computing. So just trying to get everybody on the same page and to mean the same thing when they talk about cloud computing is another issue that we'll continue to address. But I particularly like the NIST definition. I don't know if you're familiar with the NIST definition, because I believe the NIST definition tells us what's different about cloud computing and how we provide network services today.
The NIST definition, yeah, that's something that I think we hear a lot about. And I think a lot of people are starting to go, okay, that's a pretty good one, whether it's a starting point or whether we evolves over time, well, something I think people can accept. One thing you brought up around cloud that was interesting, you mentioned cybersecurity earlier, and there was a recent event where Treasury had some websites on the cloud and they got hacked. I'm not necessarily asking you to comment on Treasury's situation, but does that cause you as a CIO any additional concern? Or is just like one of the things about cybersecurity, it's whether it's on your server in your lock closet or whether it's in the cloud, cybersecurity is still cybersecurity and you still have to do everything right?
Yes, the cybersecurity aspect of cloud computing is very important, because when you start talking about cloud computing and you're talking about private clouds, public clouds, community clouds, some hybrid of all of those three, and I believe in any scenario, cybersecurity, network security is a key ingredient. And those are areas that have to be addressed, just like today, that we have to address them in whatever architecture, with whatever architecture we're using. We'll have to do the same thing for cloud computing.
But just to swing back, the Treasury incident, does that cause you any kind of concern more than usual about cybersecurity?
It doesn't cause me any more concern, because you can have breaches in any environment and with any technology that's deployed. I come from an environment where I have a very broad knowledge when it comes to cybersecurity, and any time that there's a breach in a government organization, it gets my attention. My eyebrows go up. But with any architecture, you can have vulnerabilities, and you can have security issues. So it's not unique to cloud. It's just one area that has to be addressed with cloud, just like we've had to address security issues as the Internet rolled out years ago and as things became much more interconnected across the country, across the world. So I believe this goes along with any technology that you're rolling out.